Rabbi said, the joys of commuting. The joys of commuting. I heard today a shiur of Rabbi Bixenspanner. And I heard a fantastic word on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. I want to share this with you because it's like a kind of thing that encapsulates the entire Seder night. I think it's a brilliant word and can be used in many places, and it's a really deep thought. Rabbi said, the point is as follows, that the distinction between chometz and matzah, what is the main distinction? So he points out that bread is very, besides the fact that it represents gaiva and as opposed to matzah, which is another, besides that, much more intrinsic and much more essential. The bread, you think about a loaf of bread, you think about a challah, it's very, very bloated, and within it, there's a lot of air. There's a lot of air. By definition, when, you know, the dough rises, there's a lot of air in it. That's the whole point. So there's an element of, it's not exactly what you expect. Of course, we know by now what bread is all about, but really, there's something which is very bloated, very exaggerated, and very, in a way, very untrue. It's an element there which is sheker. You know, you look at it and say, "Oh, wow, it's brilliant." Really, there's a lot of bloated. There's a lot of sheker in there. It's not really the way it pretends to be. As opposed to matzah is exactly what you see, that's what you get. It's not more nor less. That's exactly the point. So nowadays we live in the olam hasheker. We live very much in the olam deshiker. Olam deshiker means that, you know, the way we perceive our lives, other people's life, and we run and we perceive things. You know, we're running to do this mitzvah, running to that mitzvah. And sometimes we lose the focus a little bit. In the olam hasheker, we're running after this task, after this duty, after money, panos, and we run, even when we do the mitzvahs, we just run and run and run and run. So there's once a year that we're going to say, okay, well, now we're just going to focus on the really important things, which is understanding it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu does nisim for us, Kadosh Baruch Hu is here for us, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and simultaneously with that, that's what we're here for, that's what we're bringing the children, that's what we are, we're educating our children to understand the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like the matzah night. We're going back to basics, to essential. That's the Yisoid. Everything else is Olam HaShekeh. And we live with Olam HaShekeh the whole year. But once a year, we focus on the realities, the way they are meant to be, and the way they are really to the basics, back to the basics kind of thing. I think it's a brilliant vault, brilliant thought. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I want to share with you. Yesterday we discussed the concept of Mechzekura extensively. We discussed that you're putting on Rabbeinu Tam, which is a great level of as Shulchan Aruch says, it's a Yirat Shemaim. So Yirat Shemaim should do so. However, only if it's a Mechzik Mufosim Bechsidus, we mentioned that otherwise the problem of Mechzik Yura. We explained the point of Mechzik Yura, but there was a question which I think you asked, or I think it was you, that asked, well, what about putting Rabbeinu Tam at home? What about putting Rabbeinu Tam at home? If the whole problem is mechzikura, if the whole problem is that it appears that you are exceedingly pious, so why don't you just close the... Well, so we discussed that it could be... It might make sense that you could do Rabbeinu Tam at home. But I wasn't 100% sure. I did see today that they point out the Mishnah Berurahs. They cross-reference to another bialocha elsewhere. Which is in Simon Reish Samach Beis, discussing the halacha. There's an interesting halacha there that a person should wear. There's halacha on Shabbos that a person should wear clean clothes. Simon Reish Samach Beis, Yilbash Bgodim Anoim. Person on Shabbos should wear clean clothes. It's halacha, yeah? People wear fresh, nice, clean clothes on Shabbos. What about white clothing? White, you wear white. Have you ever seen anybody wearing white on Shabbos?
Seven garments,
perhaps, and white?
White shirt,
but I'm talking about white beyond shirt. The white. You go all from top to.
So by the
Tati
Lumen crowd,
you
wear a white cap.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. That's okay. So maybe that's where it comes from. There is. Al Pi Kabbalah, there's a great inyan to wear white from top to bottom. And if you go to Yerushalayim and it's fast. You'll see many people. No, I can't say many people. There is people that are going to wear white. You remember seeing white? Completely white? Yeah, completely white. And you see that some Chassidim, in fact, I think Kalin perhaps, they wear white pekishes, the entire Shabbos. The white is the purity and the nekiyas at the Tahara of Shabbos. So can anybody wear white if you just fancy, okay, I've become very pious and I'm now a great Yeshimam, I'm going to wear white. Can you do that? Or is that like, why? It's nice white. If you want to just, everybody else boring, black, navy, I'm going to go. It's not the norm.
For him.
So, yeah.
For him.
So can you wear white? Can you wear white? Pardon? It makes you feel happy, might as well. So that's one approach, which I actually understand very well. So if it makes you happy, then go for it. But yeah, why not? If that's what gives you the chizik, why not? But the problem is that there's a problem echzik yehure. So here we've got a bialoche, and that's going to help us for our question with Gazal Ben Utam as well. Said the bialoche, I'm in Simon Reis Samech Beis, B'godim Yom. V'levishas B'godim, Zin Chofetz Chaim talking, bialoche, Reis Samech Beis. V'levishas Beged Lovon B'Shabbos. We're not to wear white clothes. On Shabbat, in Mechzik Yura, lo yase, don't do that. Uveli Rabbi Vierai, Megmor de Rabbonon, lov shuglima, Uchma B'Shabbos, yes, the Rabbonon did that. Uveveisoi, however, when it comes to your own private house, says the Bialoch in the name of Bima Godim, Reshai Odom Lasoi, the person is allowed to do, Ma Sheyirtze, do what you want. It's a free world. Well, as long as, you know, it's in your four walls, it's a free world. You can do whatever you want. You're not in front of others. So here we've got an explicit bialoch. The Chofetz Chaim says, in your house, do as you wish. If you're very, if it gives you great chizik and great geshmak to go with a white suit and a red bekeshen and a white shtamel, you want to do it all at home. In white, if it's at home, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, you want to wear your white couple on shop with pleasure at home. But if you start walking out with that, that's a problem. Mechsekiure. So therefore, what does that teach us in terms of Rabbeinu Tam? It's quite probably true that you can cross reference that the contemporary Mishnaburas do. They're probably right. You could probably argue with, based on that, you could probably say that there's also no problem in putting Rabbeinu Tam at home. So it's true that Rabbeinu Tam in public is a problem, Mechsekiure, unless you are very, very, very. Yeah? But in terms of at home, do as you wish.
This
No, it's not.
So what's the...
I'm much better than you. I'm much more holy than you.
Is it bad for the person doing it? Or yeah. Person looking?
No, it's the person himself. You don't make a point that you're very, very holy.
It's Derech Eretz problem.
It's not Derech Eretz. It's in a way, it's a halacha that you cannot... Don't push yourself to the front. What?
Derech Eretz, because someone's being different from the rest of the kahuna.
Yeah, okay. And it's not just... Respect. Yeah, but there is no mechsekiure if a person does an extreme leniency. There won't be mechsekiure. A person finds himself in extreme radical leniency, it wouldn't be, even though it's against the community, that wouldn't be mechsekiur. Mechsekiur is only if you're doing an extreme stringency. If you're doing a chumra, which nobody else does, that's mechsekiur. Because you're showing you're very, very choshev.
Is the chelis of chumra? I mean, what we said, that would also
put under the... And explain, why do you say so? We don't really know which one is the chelis. So if somebody feels he's found a chelis, so we just don't. But us, the reason why we wear white is because if you don't have tcheles, then white is second best. So we don't want to kind of figure out the soft fake of tcheles. Because if it's not tcheles, if this color that you think is tcheles is not tcheles, you're better wearing white.
Rabbi?
So, yes. Rabbi, yeah.
It reminds me of my late mother said, it's got to come from the heart. So whatever you wear, does that reflect what you feel inside you, or are you just doing it? As you say, to show people, from Perth, it has to be in you. If it's not in you, whatever you wear.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. That's true as well. Yeah, that when you wear. Yeah. I think your mother is right.
Are you davening with kavana?
Yeah, it's all.
Outward appearance. But if it doesn't reflect your inwards appearance, it means nothing.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. That's probably that's underlying is sort of mechsekiure probably. Yeah, that's true. Okay, Rabbi, so we continue to thought. It's an interesting bialocha. Again, this bialocha is in Hilchas Shabbos, in Reish Samech Beis, in the bialocha, Bodim Noim, and it's probably a correct cross-reference, which we can probably learn from there, the terms of Rabbeinu Tam at home. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Siman, Lamed Dalet, we're not up to see Dalet Leniach, Beis HaZugos Bekis Echor. All right, we're now talking about a gentleman that wears and has two pairs of tefillin. Halacha here teaches us, Lo Yoniach Beis HaZugos Bekis Echot. Do not place both pairs of tefillin in the same kiss, in the same bag. Why?
Are we talking about one is
Rabbeinu
Tam and one is Rashi?
Yes.
Is that what we're discussing?
Yes.
Because which one are you going to take out first? You're going to ignore the other one?
That's it. Mi she'echot mehem uchoil ve'osel anicho bekis tefillin, alo yaseh shnei kisim. So the point is as follows. What are you saying? You're saying that what? That?
Ignore the other Yeah, so the what's wrong with having two, what's wrong if I put both pairs of tefillin?
We said Rabbi Tam was a secondary one, coming on afterwards.
Yeah.
So what's the problem in taking Rashi out first?
Yes, there's no problem. There's no problem if you put it. But what happened? Yes, so if you put them both in the same case, in the same bag. Right, so even if you don't, you know for sure I'm going to take Rashi out first. I will take Rashi first, but there's still a problem there. The problem is that, one, in Rashi's opinion, what was Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? No offense, it was his grandson, but no, he didn't like those tefillin. It was chol. Now, are you allowed to put in a tefillin bag chol items?
No.
You're not, right? I can't put in my tefillin bag coins, mobile phone, credit cards. I'm not allowed to know in the tefillin bag. So therefore, according to Rashi, and we're passing like Rashi, I cannot put in that bag of tefillin Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. It's very extreme. I mean, it's not extreme, it's not the right word. It's very, yeah, those tefillin, that's the point which I want to emphasize. Those tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, in Rashi's opinion, in Rashi's eyes, was choil. There is no way you can fulfill the mitzvah tefillin at. So it's you know, can't do the mitzvah with it. It's called tashmishe kedusha. It's not. Yeah. So you can't. So therefore, you may not place Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in Rashi's. And furthermore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you ask Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, what is he going to say about Rashi's tefillin? Same thing. He's going to say this is no good. It's chol. So you've got over here. Some tension over here. Some temperature. No, but you can't put them in the same bag.
It's not Rashi putting the tefillin. It's you.
I know, but good. Yes, yeah. But the point is that you cannot have them in the same bag, because I know that if this is the halacha, then this is no tefillin, and if this is the halacha, then the former is no tefillin. So therefore, look at the words of Shulchan Aruch. Lo yiniach beis hazugos bekis echad. Don't put both tefillin in the same bag. Sha'echad mehem uchoil, because one of them, by definition and by default, one of them is choil, is secular, is not heilig. Ve'osu la'nichoy, and you may not place it bekis tefillin in that tefillin bag. If this is a tefillin bag, so you can't put the other one there. It doesn't make sense. Elo yaseh, rather what you should do. So yashish ne'kisim, make two bags, the simon, and what you should also do is make a simon, a recognizable recognition, lekol kis, for every bag, shaloyitain, shalze bazet, that you should not put Rabbeinu Tam in Rashi's tefillin and vice versa. Now this is, of course, referring to what you mentioned earlier. We have another problem that you could end up putting Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on the wrong time, and that would, because we have a problem because of bracha, etc. So you have to make sure that Rabbeinu Tam's end up in Rabbeinu Tam's bag, and Rashi's tefillin up in Rashi's bag. And that's why the minhag is that when you see Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in the bag, he will always say, he will say in very bold letter, that's universally accepted, you'll see in very bold letters, Reish Tov Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. That's very bold always. You may not have the name on it, there may not be initials on it, but there will be Reish Tov Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. There will always be that, because of this halacha. You've got to have it.
If we go so far to say that one of them is chol, because then how can you put both on? You say either put Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. You can't hold by both.
Because they hold, I don't know which one is the halacha. To some extent, Rabbeinu Tam may be the halacha.
So then put them in the same bag then. Why can't you put them in the
because
same bag?
I know that both can't be the halacha. I know it can't be both. It can't. It's either that or that.
I thought it was sort of a little bit different. I mean, it's similar, but it's a bit like, you know, you make kiddush, you cover the colours. So as a sign of respect.
Interesting.
You know, you're taking one out. Is it, why am I second?
That's interesting.
A bit like,
there's a story with
It's interesting.
Rabbi Yosef, and your Shamish, he brings his tefillin, and one day after he put tefillin on, he told him, I'm sorry, Rabbi, I gave you the Rabbeinu Tam.
Oh, really?
And he said, he didn't want to embarrass his Shamish, so he said, okay. He said, don't do it again. And apparently he cried the whole day after that. Because he made a Rabbeinu Tam first.
Really? Very nice story about yourself, very nice.
Well, you could say,
story.
You just say in the Mishnah Berurah that Rabbeinu Tam is dachba for someone who's
Mursa Bechsidus, yeah.
So there's different purposes for each tefillin. Rashi is for person and Ben Tam is for the Kodosh. So they're not associated with each other, they're for different people.
Yeah, but for the person who does wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, what is he doing? What is the background of his opinion of why is he?
You can't only put Rabbeinu Tam on because he has to put
it. Yeah. So what you're touching on is what the Mishnah Berurah points out. What you're really touching on is what Mishnah Berurah says, that there are opinions who are a bit more lenient in this whole question, because they hold that we know, we paskin generally like Rashi, right? We all put on Rashi, but not Rabbeinu Tam. So it could be that there is a room for leniency, because since we paskin Aloch is like Rashi, so Rabbeinu Tam is just said as an additional chumra, so maybe that, but that's not what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Shulchan Aruch Lemaisa holds explicitly, if you hold like Rashi, don't like Rabbeinu Tam, you can't put them together in the same bag.
I don't know if this is a klutz kasher, but it might help me to clarify something that I'm not understanding. We don't have a problem in an Arnon Kodesh to put Apostle Sefer Torah next to kosher one.
Yeah.
Why don't we say the same thing that this one's Apostle? So how can it be in the same? How can it use the same?
Because the halacha of a Oroin is much more lenient. The question is not, it's a good question, but the answer to your question is an Oroin has got different halachas than a kiss, than a bag. An Oroin has got less kedusha. It's not because it... Yeah, I hear, but it's not because it doesn't hold... The bag, it serves... I think the way to put it is the bag serves purely the tefillin, and it's got the bag is purely to protect the tefillin. There's not other purpose to it. The Oren, however, is larger. First of all, this you've got more, and you could really use the. I mean, the Oren has some people will put in the pardon.
I think you leave other things in there.
You could put other things in the Oren as well. So it's got less kedusha and less stringency than a man. Yeah, but I want to just point out one important halacha in the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. It is known. I'll finish off with that tonight. In the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon, it is known. The Vilna Gaon didn't hold of putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. I failed to mention that yesterday. I want to do that now. The Vilna Gaon didn't hold of it. Now there's an historical aspect to it, because Vilna Gaon, of course, had a certain agenda in terms of. The Chassidim at that point started emerging, and they had very strong emphasis on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So he always had to kind of, you know, his own, from that perspective was a bit, he had to kind of balance it out. But from a halachic perspective, he also felt, now I don't remember the figure, I have two figures in my mind, I don't know which one, they both may not be accurate, but the point is, he said that if you hold a Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, I can think of 46, perhaps he said 72, I don't remember exactly how many opinions there is in Rishonim, how you should write the Tefillin. He says, if you're putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, then really you should put on 46 pairs of Tefillin, because that's how many opinions there is in Rishonim. So again, I don't remember if it's 46 or 72, but it doesn't make a difference, because the point is, there's so many shits in Rishonim, why running after Rabbeinu Tam? You know, you go and learn the sugars, you'll see how many opinions there is out there. The answer is, we're paskin like Ashi. And if we're paskin like Ashi, then fine, that's the, we go with this opinion, and that's it. So the Vilna Gaon had that. In the Vilna Gaon's Beis Medrash, it's known that you only put Rashi's Tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam is no more priority than any other of the Shitzer Shonim, which are plenty of them out there. So that's what they quote in Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. Okay, fine. So obviously we learned this evening that we learned that the Bialoche telling us that Mechsekura does not apply in the house, as long as there's no greater person there present. But in your house, in principle, you could do whatever you want. We spoke about Beis Zukos Bekis Echor is a problem because of the reason one being Chol, can't share the same bag. And each of them should have a similar in its own right. Abba said we should have a good evening.